recording?
Recording. Oh, Lord.
All right. Now you can see yourself.
That's what I look like. I'm going to take my hair down.
It's not recorded. It only records the audio.
If I got to look at myself that long.
All right. Welcome back to episode something 63 of
Mindless Pride.
I forgot I wrote it down, so I was just going to guess, but then I saw the actual episode number, so. Welcome back, episode 63, Mindless Pride. I'm Jordan, the good host. That's Ripley, the other good host. She thought I was going to say bad, but it's okay.
I'm the best host.
Yeah, I'm bestest, though, so
no,
it's fine.
I'm better.
Yeah, you say that, but you're braiding your hair instead of talking, so.
I am talking and braiding at the same time.
That's what I thought. We're going to kick it off. Happy day after Easter for everyone else. Happy day of Easter for everyone who can time travel and listen to this live, even though you can't overall. Speaking of which, video is coming back. I know. It's been like since episode like 5 or 6 since we had video of it. But the website that we were using like kind of didn't pan out for us. It didn't work for us. And now the episode or the website that we are using, bringing back video. So that'll be coming back. It'll be great. You can stare at me the whole time. Not Ripley, though. Only me.
I look really dorky right now. I'm not going to lie.
It will only be me. Nobody else.
Like, I really don't like these glasses I got. I want to get a different pair.
Why do you not like them?
They're just big and dorky, and they make my face look so narrow at the bottom. And
I think it's the roundness. I think that they're about the same size as your old glasses.
I like the old ones better.
But these ones are rounder, so
they're dark.
The darkness looks good.
Well,
I think it's the roundness.
Were, like, gold, and they made me feel pretty.
These ones are very prettying too, but I think these are rounder, so it makes your face feel like a different shape when you're looking at it.
I don't like it.
I don't know why you got them. If you don't like them,
I thought they would look good, and then I got them online on Glasses USA, but they keep giving me coupons in my email, so maybe I'll just go and look for something more suitable. Or maybe I'll just go to Target and have them refit my lenses for my old pair, because like I really, really like that pair.
Your old lenses. Okay. I mean, you can.
Do you not like them?
No, your old ones, I like them. I like these ones too.
I feel like the old ones just suited me much better.
I don't know.
They like follow the shape of my face. They're kind of like geometric, and they're like a little more golden, so like
I think skinnier glasses work better, but I also like you with your new, you've been trying contacts lately, and I like it with contacts too, so it's very,
I like my contacts, they just like, my eyes just dry out really quickly.
Yeah, they do.
I should probably take allergy medicine or something, but like, ugh.
Allergy medication for your eyes drying out? Is that how that works?
Well, so I told my optometrist a few years ago that I have issues like that. And she looked at my eyes and she was like, yeah, I can tell you have allergies by the way your eyes look. So she told me to take like eye drops and stuff. But she said allergy medication could help too.
Interesting. Have you been taking like allergy medication?
No. Or? Oh. I forget. I don't like taking pills.
I don't like taking pills. Well, I mean, that's kind of not going to be helpful then, is it?
even like I got these vitamins and I'm trying to take them, but I take them like every other day because I'm bad at taking medication. I've been consistent with my antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah.
So that's good. But it's hard to keep up a routine with like vitamins and stuff like that.
I feel like if you took them all at the same time, it wouldn't be.
Well, because my vitamins, I have to take with a meal. My sertraline, I don't have to take a meal.
You have to take your vitamins with a meal? How hardcore of vitamins are you taking?
Women's multivitamins do go hard.
Oh my gosh, I've never looked into that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just easier to digest when you take it with food. And it says a full glass of water.
I feel like men's vitamins don't do that.
If I was doing like gummy vitamins, it wouldn't. But I'm doing like just the swallow ones.
Is there a difference? Is there like a percentage of
like
gummy
each vitamin
different?
Are very easy to digest on your stomach. That's why like a lot of kids vitamins are like that, or
like
the dissolvable ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like the ones that come in like like capsules, I guess, that like look like they have stuff in
actual
them.
Pills. Yeah.
They're a little harder to digest and you need more like fiber and things like that with it.
Why?
Or you can feel nauseous.
Well, yeah, I think it's because they add like.
Also, if I'm completely wrong, someone please check me, because like sometimes I just say things and I think I know what I'm talking about. And then I'm like, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but maybe that's the OCD.
Well, no, I feel like you're right on this one. Like if your vitamins are in a gummy form, it has that gelatin that like is the physical form of it that helps you digest it. Mm-hmm. But if you just have the straight like powdered form of the vitamin inside a little capsule, it's more like harsh on your stomach.
Yeah.
I feel like that makes sense to me in my mind.
And I
know?
Mean, I've been around for almost 27 years now. And this is the first time that I've taken like capsule vitamins and like.
Instead of gummy vitamins?
Yeah. I love gummy vitamins.
You big girl, you. Go on.
But like you can get a lot more out of the other ones. And like I'm trying like the hair, skin, and nails and all this sort of stuff to see if like maybe I just need more vitamins in my diet to feel better. Didn't work, but you know, it's worth a try.
Just as a side note, I still only take gummy vitamins. I'm a little boy at heart. Like
it's just
what
more
it is.
Fun. Like adults deserve fun in their life. I think they're called Ollie. They make gummy vitamins, but they're just
I
so
feel like
expensive.
They're expensive. Yeah, that's
they're
what
like
I thought. I'm like, that
a
brand sounds just expensive
like,
in my mind.
The ones I'm taking right now I got from HEB. They're still a little expensive, but like $12. And then they have like a twistable capsule so you can just like deposit it into your hand really easy.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, I'll go with the HEB brand, you know? Like, save $6.
For those not keenly aware to her lifestyle, we were only going like pretty exclusively to Randall's, which is a like subsidiary of Albertsons, which is like a brand of, I forget like the main company that owns them, but anyway, that's the company we
like
used to
Safeway
go to
or something.
Maybe for that's what we used to go to for groceries, like pretty exclusively, because we had better like coupons and like deals for their
the app is so easy
like stuff. And the one that was like half a mile from our house, it shut down. So now we have to go to an HEB. Well, so now she's just like, oh, I love HEB. I've always loved HEB. Even
if
though
you
like
put your AirPods
like,
in and
No. You be quiet. You be quiet. Like 6 months ago, before the HEB closed down, she would refuse to even go to HEB with me. Even though I was like, I need this thing from HEB. She would refuse to go. And now it's the only grocery store that's like semi close to us.
I didn't have as much therapy then.
Sure. It's now the only grocery store close to us. And she's like, oh yeah, it's my favorite grocery store. As long as I put in my little like loop so I don't hear all the like riffraff talking around me. I'm the main character, obviously.
Duh.
Also, don't know if you checked out that subreddit, but it's a very interesting subreddit.
I feel like I've seen it before, but like
I'm the main character.
It's like a meme
it's
one,
so
right?
Funny.
Where they just post pictures of people who think they're the main character.
It's so funny because it's basically like people who just act in a way that like they're entitled, but they don't realize it. It's like I watched a video. I don't know if you saw it. Okay, so there's a video.
Sounding like me right now.
I don't. There's a video of like two or three like little like teenage, like young teenagers, right? They're little people. And they're like dancing on the corner of this street. And this car pulls up and stops. And the passenger of the car gets out, walks over to these like two or three teens that are dancing and just punches him in the head. And like he falls down, like collapses because he like knocked him out. And then the guy sprints back to the car, gets in, closes it, and drives off. Like, the driver just leaves, right? Have you seen this?
Yes.
Go on.
But I'm also...
Go on.
I started counting how many times you said like in that sentence.
I say like a lot.
You said it a lot. You said it 10 times in that sentence.
I don't believe that you counted accurately.
I did.
No.
I did. Mm. I was distracted from your story, and I heard... And I was
okay,
like,
tell me the full story. Go ahead.
These people went and attacked this teen and like punched him in the head or something.
Wow. You were listening so well.
You said like so many times, gold and it distracted
star,
me.
Gold star for you. All right.
I'm so sorry. It was just
no, it's
it
was fine.
Amusing.
That's going to be it for this episode. No, we're gonna...
I'm sorry. I just, you don't normally say it that much.
I did say
actually,
like, no, so... I, okay. Halfway through that story, I was thinking about how often I was saying it and I was like,
it was very distracting because normally you're very succinct. You don't say that a lot.
Anyway.
But I loved it. So, 10 out of
10. So this guy pulled up. Hit.
And now you're going to think very carefully about every sentence, aren't you?
No. What?
That's what I would do.
Oh, boy. Anyway, this guy pulled up. He hit this kid. Drove off. Are you all right?
He hit this kid. Drove off.
He did. That is the succinct story, all right?
10
anyway,
out of 10. Love it.
Drove off. It's been... I didn't realize how long it had been since like that was recorded. And I guess I just never... asked or checked or cared, mm-hmm. You know, one of those three adjectives. And I don't know if those are adjectives. I just use that word a lot. Anyway,
I'm not gonna lie. I love writing and stuff. I cannot tell you the difference between like an adverb, an adjective, all that sort of stuff. I know like nouns and that shit.
I know
like...
nouns.
It's been so long since I've been quizzed on it. I'm like,
I can confidently
know.
Tell you what a noun is and no other like verb.
Adjective, no other verb.
Words.
Adjectives are descriptors, right?
Sure.
Like an adjective is how you would describe something. And a noun is like a person, a place, or a thing. Adjective.
What?
But I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I have to think about like Schoolhouse Rock to like remember things.
Go on.
I don't remember it right now.
Okay, good, good.
Just
talk.
For the record, I might have had been drinking a little bit today. We've been cleaning and having a good time.
We haven't cleaned a thing. She hasn't cleaned anything but the shot glass. Anyway.
I clean my bedside table out.
No, no, no. Let's be clear.
No, 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 no. What?
Let's be very clear. You did not clean it out. There was no cleaning involved. You took some of the things out of there and threw them away.
That's cleaning.
No. That is not cleaning. That is half of the cleaning process. Cleaning is taking everything out. Cleaning the drawer and the bedside table itself, or nightstand, as some people call it, and then putting back the things that you'd like to keep and throwing away the other things. That is the cleaning process. You, no.
I think,
no, no.
No. Second, I think I just now understand a very important fundamental difference between us, and I can be better moving forward.
Good for you. And
you.
The later. And the difference is you threw things away that you have been subconsciously hoarding like a little rat this whole time. I'm sorry, like a little pack rat.
Ratties unite.
Like a little pack rat. For like a decade now, here's what you've been doing. Collecting things like this has sentimental value because someone else was in possession of it and now I am in possession of it. That is the base fundamental of your sentimental feelings. When in reality, someone could have been like, oh, I found this on the ground. Now I'm giving it to you. And you would grab it and go, someone gave this to me. I must keep it forever.
Yeah.
That is your basis.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
But, like, they cared
no.
enough to give me a thing.
Okay, here's the thing. You're the only one that thinks that way. If I find something on the ground and feel like I'm going to give this to someone, there's two feelings.
I love rocks.
Maybe three. No, there's two feelings, maybe three. That's nice of you. It's A, I don't want this, but putting it down, I would feel like an asshole, so I have to give it to someone else. There's B, I picked this up. And I don't want to keep it. I should give this to someone and maybe they'll like it. And then there's three. I saw this thing on the ground or somewhere and I thought, oh, this person would like this. And that's why I picked it up. And that's why I gave it to said person. Of the three scenarios, number three is the only reason to sentimentally keep something. Now, you incorrectly assume that everything that everyone gives you is in category number three. It is not.
But then why would they give it to me?
Because they don't want it anymore.
That's dumb.
I agree. That's why we should throw it away.
I only give people things because I think they'll like it.
That's a you thing.
Well, if you don't do that, you should.
That's a great outlook on society, and you should go protest about that.
Oh my God.
However.
Am I autistic?
That's not a view that all of society shares. It's a view that you think everyone shares. So when you get something, you're just like, this is the treasure. I will hold this forever because you treasure
it. Like a raven.
And then you'll, like, a few years later, you'll come up to somebody or you'll see somebody and you're like, oh, I still have that paperclip you gave me. And they'll be like, what are you talking about? You psychotic woman. What paperclip?
Everything is so important to me.
Yes, I agree. Anyway, did you...
Okay, we watched that movie, The Accountant. I want to watch it again. That was a good movie. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did.
Had you not seen it before?
No.
Really?
No.
I think that was the second or third time I'd seen it, but I hadn't seen it in a while, so it was good to like be
a
refresher.
If you haven't seen it, it's what, Ben Affleck?
It was Ben Affleck, yes.
And what's her face? Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
Okay,
first, before we get into that, she in that movie, she's great in like all her movies. I love her as an actress, mm-hmm. right? In that movie, she looked like she was 4 feet tall. She was super short in every scene that they filmed her in.
He's really tall,
though. No, I know,
and
but
she was
she
wearing
just,
high heels.
It made her look so short in every scene she was in. I just wanted to throw that out.
She's
there.
Like average height, like I think 5'3 or 5'4. Ben Affleck's tall as fuck, I think. You think he's like 6'4, and she was wearing heels, and still she looks so little. But so if you haven't seen the movie, it's about this man and his autistic brother. They're both autistic.
Okay, this is a side note. She's 5'2".
Damn,
she is
little.
Short. Let me look up Ben Affleck. Hold on.
Holding.
No, you can go. He's 6'2".
Okay, yeah.
There's a difference
between
There's
them.
A very noticeable difference in the movie. That's all I want to say. Go ahead.
But so like he and his brother are both autistic. He's more
his
like.
His brother's not.
Yes, they are.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yes, they don't specifically say it, but they show both sides of the spectrum. Like, he's very quiet and reserved and focused on his interests and, like, dedicated. And, like, he learns to mask very early
on. What do you mean they don't say it? He never shows any signs.
Hold on. His brother was the one who was having fits and stuff like that. He was the one that was all serious in the background. His brother was the one having fits, having to be restrained. And then even as an adult, when he's an assassin, they show him having headphones all the time, which is very common with autistic people because they want to shut out all the noise.
Which one had headphones all the time?
The fluffy-haired one.
The fluffy-haired one.
I don't remember names.
Well, then you don't know anything you're talking about.
The assassin that was angry.
That was angry?
Because
they
the
were
dad
both angry.
Died. But, like, the main guy, he was very, like, reserved and, like, very, like, dedicated to numbers and all these sorts of things and very obsessed with his interests. The other guy, he was like
very normal.
No, he was
what
like,
was not normal about him?
He was more the hyperactive one where like he had to be restrained and he was very upset and like
you
all
mean
these
restrained
things.
And upset. Where did they show he was restrained or
he
upset?
Was the one where they were in the house when he was younger and the dad had to restrain him when the mom left.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No,
the
he
other
wasn't.
One
he
was
ran...
the quiet one, and that
no,
was
he wasn't.
The main guy.
There was...
Look it up.
No, you listen. There was two kids, one with glasses, one without. That is their main, like, key difference in the kids. The one with glasses was the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that had to be restrained.
Let's look it up.
No, let's look you remember, all right? You don't remember anything about this. The other brother, the younger brother, did not. They never implied that he had any form of it. They never said anything about him having autism at all. They didn't do anything to resemble that he had autism. The older brother, who was played by Ben Affleck, and the kid that reflected him, yes, explained like portrayed very significant autism details. But the younger brother never did. I think you're confusing which one was which because they kept switching back and forth between the older siblings and the younger siblings. Like, we can watch it again. to verify, and you're searching frantically right now to try and like disprove this. No, because
I
thought
I had the IMDb app, but I didn't.
You have an IMDb app?
Apparently they do, but I didn't have it downloaded.
Okay. Are you reading right now about how I'm right? She's reading very carefully because she wants to disprove me, but she is incorrect. She watched the movie once and believes she knows everything. More reading. No talking. That's the best part of the podcast. No talking at all. We'll just wait.
Yeah, it says, like, his brother was neurotypical, but I did not get that impression.
Yeah, because you didn't know which one was which. What do you mean?
No, because even, like, to me, as a person who is neurodivergent, to me it seemed like Christian was the one who was, like, the quiet, Christian. Stereotypical. Yeah, I just looked at, it says Christian Wolf, like, that was his pseudonym.
Yeah, but they never give you his actual name.
But, like, he, like, to me, viewing that, he was, like, a representation of, like, the quiet savant autistic who does what he's told, who masks and fits in. And the other brother, like, was very, like, hyperactive and, like, acting out and, like, wearing headphones all the time.
Whoa. What are you talking about? I think you're confusing the two again.
Yes, I did confuse the two glasses, from what they were trying to present. No. But, like, that was the way I had interpreted it. I was wrong.
No,
but
you've got them confused.
The one that's what I'm saying. Glasses. I was wrong. That was the way I had interpreted it to me as a person who is neurodivergent.
So you thought the adult Christian was autistic and the kid other brother was autistic and somehow they just both swapped were. During adulthood?
No. Like, I thought they both were and they were just displaying opposite ends of the spectrum of like one being high needs and one being low needs. I was wrong. I get that now, but like that's what it showed to me.
They were trying to show one kid was very like dependent and needed the help and the other one was just a normal kid, quote unquote. And how he relied on his, but he was the younger brother, so he relied on his older brother and like kept track of him. And they felt very betrayed when his older brother, the neurodivergent or whatever one, asked his dad for help for the funeral instead of him.
I think maybe I have just been too traumatized to understand that part of the story.
It wasn't like a movie that was half puzzle. They pretty plainly laid it out.
Like I said, to me, it just, like, I guess because, like, their life was so volatile, to me that just showed, like, this is how one kid would react and this is how the other kid would react. I didn't understand which kid was which. I was incorrect.
It was the glasses.
I didn't get that.
We can rewatch it, but there's a clear difference between.
I would understand it better now.
The kid with glasses is Christian. The kid without glasses, not him. That's it.
Yeah. With context, like, I understand that better. I did not get that impression. I did guess, like, the twist, I guess, but.
Yes. Go on.
That the brother was the other assassin.
I meant, like, another story you have, but okay.
Oh, no. That was my last story. You go okay. to your next story.
So, big news this week. The largest bridge in Baltimore collapsed. Did you see it?
Yeah, oh my God, a major fuck up, right?
Yeah, did you read into what happened with that ship?
No, but at least the ship mated before they crash. Like,
it did what?
They like sent out an emergency signal to officials nearby before they crashed because they knew something was wrong.
So you know like half the story then.
I know half the story. Okay. It could have been so much worse though, you know.
What could have been worse?
Like there could have been a lot more deaths and things.
How?
Because the police started clearing the bridge and stopping people from crossing.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Okay. All right. So this, in case you haven't heard, Baltimore is a city in Maryland. Maryland is, no, I'm kidding. Anyway, if you're not American, get there. And
it's too big. Don't.
It's don't. Yeah. So a bridge in Baltimore went goodbye. And
because our infrastructure is melting from the inside out.
No, not at all what happened. So a ship that was leaving the port of Baltimore, it lost power. Regained power and then lost power again, right? And the second time it lost power, it was on a collision course with the structural, like, what are they called, like foothold of this bridge. And it was the largest bridge in Baltimore. It was the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I can't remember how long it was, but the average like traffic across it was almost like 30,000 cars per day, right? So it crashed into this bridge, or it crashed into the foothold of one of like the structures that held up the bridge, and miles of the bridge collapsed, fell into the water. Baltimore had to declare a mass casualty event, which is not something that like gets declared like easily, right? And initial estimates were that at least 7 people were missing, and then they bumped it up to around like 20. They found a few people, and divers were still looking for more bodies like 48 hours after the bridge collapsed, which is like, you're just looking for bodies at that point. You're not looking for people that are still alive, right? Which it's a terrible thing. It's tragic. Here's the other part of it though. Okay. So I don't know if you've looked at the history of it. First off, the company that owns the shipping, the container ship, that's what it is. The container ship. It's a company out of, I believe, Singapore is what it said. It's Singapore or Taiwan, I want to say. It's an Eastern Asian country that owns this ship. Their first statement to the press was three things. It was that none of the crew were missing or injured, none of the cargo was lost, and there was no environmental spill into the water. That was their three. That was their first three statements, right? Did not want to really comment, I guess, on why their ship ran into this pillar of this bridge, but a different story, right? Sabotage, industrial collusion. I don't know. Who knows? But
insurance scam.
Insurance, nothing. The ship didn't get hardly any damage on it. The bridge, I mean, was
destroyed.
So a lot of there's now, I think there was, I can't remember if there was another way out of the harbor or not, but it delayed a lot of shipping, like going in and out of there, because you know, every ship had to stop coming in and out. Well, there was a I saw an article like 2 days later, and it was from like 1982. Go on. Why are you laughing?
I just go on.
What do you think?
I don't think anything.
That's nice of you. Anyway, this article from 1982 is like pretty recently after, or 1980 something. I can't remember. It's right around the time when they looked at a lot of these bridges. And the report like very clearly stated that the Francis Scott Key Bridge would not survive a direct impact to one of the structural supports that is like one of the legs. And they, and just, I don't know if that study or that survey just went unnoticed or what happened, or if they was just ignored,
they were, but just,
it was
like, very clearly, it'll never have an impact. No big deal.
Yeah. It was very clearly like, if it suffers a massive impact, the entire bridge will collapse. And nobody did anything about it. And here we are like 4 decades later and the bridge is gone.
Okay, but you know what's even more terrifying? Is like, there are thousands of bridges in America like that that have not been maintained.
Updated,
are structurally not so sound. This could easily happen again.
In America, well, this, not to this like
magnitude.
Magnitude, yeah, that's the word. Good job. And thank you. And but the national, what is the bridge agency?
I don't know what the bridge agency is.
So there's like
the National Bridge Association. So like
all
or
of the, no. Like all of the different agencies have different acronyms. Like the airspace is like the federal, it's the FAA, right? You all right? Anyway. But the bridge like association, the bridge people, I don't know. They bridge keep, people. Yeah. They keep an estimate and a running update of all of the bridges in the United States that are not up to code or are in like likely to fail soon, like likely to fall.
That's rough.
And of the bridges in the United States, their estimate, because they there's so many bridges over like little creeks or little like rivers, or little ravines, like little tiny short gaps, right? Their estimate, like 2 years ago, and I'm just not saying it to bother you.
Okay.
Their estimate of bridges that were going to fail or are likely to fail was close to like 70 or 80,000 bridges within the United States. And they are slowly going through and replacing like the structural beams of the bridges or the integrity of the bridges. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a Dirty Jobs episode about these people who go to bridges throughout the country and replace the structural beams to from wood to cement or cement to newer cement. I don't know. You know,
something more structurally sound.
Right. And so there's an episode of Dirty Jobs about it. It's really fascinating, where they go in and they go underneath this bridge and there's like a little 4x4 post. It's not very big and it's like half the size that it used to be. And they go, yeah, we need to replace this with concrete. And he goes, cool, how do we do it? And they just say, yeah, we're going to block off this little section of the river itself and we're going to fill it with concrete all the way up and we're just going to encapsulate the wooden post with concrete all the way up. And he's like, that's it? And they're like, yeah.
Does that work?
And I'm like, cool. Yeah, I mean, it works.
Okay.
I just thought it was funny. So when you're driving through middle of nowhere, those bridges aren't safe. It's crazy.
I love that I got bit by a bug right on top of a mole. It's fucking annoying, bro.
Is that what happens?
Yes. I don't normally get bit by bugs like this, but we went up to your parents, man, and I got ate up. Texas is wild in this year.
I don't know why, because normally it's like... That was loud. Normally it's only me who gets bit, or yeah, me and my sister, because we have that fun gene where they just love our blood more.
Like, seriously, I could sit outside all night long in our porch and have no issues, but one afternoon out in the countryside, and I'm like itchy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote some more words. Should be finished in a few weeks.
Good, good.
And then I can edit and format and publish.
Nice.
I don't know how to end this book, man.
I thought you were going to leave it on a...
Yeah, but it's like a it's a big thing to figure out your ending. Is the cat still outside?
I think one of them is.
She's meowing.
She'll be okay.
Ugh. But I just need like 8,000 more words.
You're right there.
I could do that in one day if I had a free day.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of free days, did you see that Lizzo is about to have a lot of free days?
Oh my God, yeah.
She on, what was it, Instagram,
mm-hmm,
posted that she was quitting music because there were too many people criticizing her.
Maybe you should treat your employees better.
It was a whole thing. Did you read the actual post?
I read her post, yeah.
Yeah, I read it and I was like, most of this I feel like is just you retaliating or being retaliated against for the accusations that came against you. You know, no. Should be okay. You're almost done.
Okay.
What else happened to you this week?
You're talking about Lizzo.
Yeah, go on.
And how she quit music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go on.
What else happened?
I'm asking you.
I started building a farm in Stardew Valley.
That is what Lizzo... Wait.
Stardew Valley had an update, so I made a new farm. And then I played The Sims, and I made a Stardew Valley-inspired build. I'm not done yet. I gotta still decorate the house. But and then do landscaping, but it's really cute and I'm very proud of it. You should let me show you after this podcast.
Yeah, you can show me. It's fine.
How do I flirt? Show you my Sims builds.
I got Helldivers 2. I played about an hour of it, and I have been so busy since then that I have not played at all.
You said it was really difficult, right?
It's difficult because I'm only playing with random people online, and I played with them for about an hour just to try and get the hang of it. And then two or three days later, I told them I actually got it, and I was just like, you know, playing with it so I can not be a total not good at the game when I was playing with them. And they were like, well, what were you playing with? Just random people? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, no, that's the worst way to play. And they're like, you should have just played with us. And I was like, yeah, I'll try next time I'm on, but I don't know when that'll be, you know?
Well, I'm glad you have friends to play video games with.
Thanks, dear. I feel so loved now.
My friends are never like online to play video games anymore, you know?
Ooh, you play games with them like more than I do.
I'm always playing solo. Like, Chelsea doesn't have her computer with her anymore. She's waiting for it to be delivered. Now my other friends are too busy working to play games. Being an adult is, like, rough, man. Like, you don't have free time because everybody's working all the time.
Yeah. All that poverty we got going on. Yeah. Love it.
I love playing games with you, though. Like, Power World. I should play Power World. There's been some updates. I don't know what they included, but they're doing more like cooking recipes, and they're planning a building update, so I'm really excited.
The building needs to be updated.
Yes,
the
building,
like, it genuinely is not super great.
It, like, I'll spend hours perfecting like a one room building.
Yeah.
You know, and I build onto it and I'm like, this looks terrible.
Yeah. That, and like, it's like you can't put stairs up, you don't have a foundation, and you try and put a foundation, it's like, no, there's a slight like rock here, and you're like, yes, I know there's a rock there, but I physically can't move the rock. Like, what do you
400 feet below you, there might be a water source.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't build on the beach. I wanted that beach house so bad.
All right,
but it's fine, they'll update it. I'll keep supporting the game. I like it a lot. Like, it's super cute, and I like exploring.
Yeah, did you see the thing that was like, yeah, the what game was it? Oh my gosh. There was a new game that came out, and it was like $70, right?
That's a lot of games.
And
these days.
No, I know, right. Okay, so Power World came out and it's $30.
Mm-hmm.
Helldivers 2 came out and it's $40. And someone was making the comparison. They were like, you could get these two games that are magnificent to play. They're fun to play. You can play them with friends, without friends, whatever you want to do, for $70. Or you could get one $70 game that's from a big name company that has a decent amount of bugs in it and only most of the features you want.
And microtransactions.
And so the guy was like, it doesn't matter that you're a big name company. And if you're charging $70 for a game that's just okay, people would rather take the chance on two $30 and $40 games, or even like five $15 games from developers they don't know, but that have high reviews because more people are buying them, you know?
Yeah, and I think also a lot of gamers are growing up. Like, you know, people our age have money, they have free time. Like, a lot of people without kids and just like a little bit of extra income, they'll spend their time playing video games. But we're not children. We're not going to, like, spend money on, like, really cool shit. Like, we want something that we can play in our free time that's not going to, like, you know, games you don't have to sink hours and hours and hours into in order to have a good time, like The Witcher or something like that. Like, you can go in, play for 20, 30 minutes, and you can come back, and it'll still be fine.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, games, like, most new games used to be $60 if they were like AAA games, but you would get hundreds of hours out of it. Now I'm like, the new Call of Duty is $70 and you can maybe get like 10 hours out of the campaign and the rest out of multiplayer. But like, Warzone is free except for the microtransactions, and the multiplayer itself, you're like, that's not worth $70, you know?
Like, it's just a crazy amount.
It's just a crazy amount to me to spend on multiplayer where I'm like, I could just play the previous one. It's almost identical in my mind. I'm like,
And I also feel like Call of Duty has just really moved away from casual players. Like, if I want to pick up the game and I haven't played it in a while, like, the even playing against people who are, like, supposedly in my level, like, they'll match me, I can't keep up with them.
No, and that's what it is, too. Yeah, like, even now, I play maybe twice a week, but I'm level, like, I think it's like 82 is what I'm at right now, but there is maybe one in 15 or 20 games where I'm not the lowest ranked player. Mm-hmm. Everybody that I play with is over 150, 200 levels. And I'm like, the only people who play this game now are the people who never bought the next Call of Duty and who have been playing it since it came out. I'm like, I worked on this game and there's still people that are super high level. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's crazy high.
If you're like a very competitive player, I'm sure that's fine. But like, I mostly play for fun and to relax. So games like Power World or something where I can just pick it up easy, even if it's like other shooters that we've played where you can just play a quick match, like that's more fun to me.
Oh, yeah. Like the matchmaking in Modern Warfare 2 is like, we'll try and match you with people of your level. And I'm like, there is almost never a game where I'm in it where there's not like a level like 500 and something in the game with me. I'm
like, or they have like, you know, like they have like the star system, so where like you can like max level and then you get like another special whatever. Oh brother, I see those all the time and I'm like, I should not be here, but I only like to play hardcore because you made everything else not fun.
I did.
Yeah, because we played hardcore all together in high school and I got used to it. So now if I try to play like normal modes, even though I'm not like amazing, I'm just like, damn,
this isn't much very more, fun. Yeah, it's very too easy. Yeah. What else you got?
That's about it for me. What about you?
I think that's rounding out this week. We didn't do much. Worked on mostly just wedding stuff is consuming a lot of our time.
We're down to 2 months.
Why these episodes are going to get probably a little bit shorter as we go through this week, the next week. The end of April and the beginning of March, actually most of March, the episodes are going to be a little bit shorter as we go through all the final planning phases. And the final planning phases and the... we're closing out. And the wedding itself. And then June, we're going to kick back up with it. So I hope you stick with us as we go through these bumpy phases in our fun relationship. But that is pretty much all she wrote on the script for this episode. I'm trying to read her font that she used.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, right. No, yeah, you were supposed to cut me off. Okay. And we... but that's going to do it for us this week. At Mindless Prattle, we hope you have fun. We know we did, and we will see you all next week on April 8th.
Bye.